사람들을 다시 주님으로 돌아와.
Thank you very much again. Please be seated, of course. I appreciate you being here and the warm welcome in the Word of God and all you people in the overflow. May the Lord bless you in this message. If you would open with me, please, into the book of Isaiah in chapter number 11. I've been here with you now for 3 days, and I want to thank you for hosting me so very well. I've been comfortable, even the bed became soft. And I want to turn your attention into the book of Isaiah. But let's pray unto God first. Our Father and our God, as we come to you with weakness, with inability, with lust, with passions of the flesh, with distractions, with an inability to hear, unless you speak unto us, and the power of the Holy Spirit through faith in Jesus Christ. Cause him to be seen this morning, and may he have all of the glory and the praise, and liberate captives. Set minds free upon our Lord Jesus Christ, and give discernment and the scent of the gospel. Let the people be free for Christ's sake. Amen. I'm so thankful to be here this morning to bring you the gospel. Preach it and to hear it myself. I need the gospel. I stand in the gospel. And the only hope is in the gospel. And if we keep our eyes, our mind, if it is fixed upon our Lord Jesus Christ, there is freedom in the souls of men. In Isaiah 11, I'll start our reading in verse number 1 and pick up our message at verse number 2. You remember verse number 1 from yesterday morning. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse. After we've been uprooted and we've been torn down, and a branch, our Lord Jesus Christ, he shall grow up out of his roots. Jeremiah calls him a righteous branch. The Spirit of the Lord, verse 2, shall rest upon him without measure, permanently. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the ability to obey God, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And here is the first thing that I want to say about our Lord Jesus Christ, is that the fear of the Lord, which is something that me and you must have, it was on him in a mighty way. He feared God above all men upon the earth, and so that he was without sin. And that made him able to be our substitute, our mediator, to represent us in the face of God. To go up unto Calvary's tree and to bear our sins because he was sinless. He was our substitute because he had no sin of his own, and therefore he was able to go unto the cross and to bear our sins as a mediator between us and the wrath of God. To take the punishment that we might be set free. Who bear the guilt of the guilty. That he might be wounded for our transgressions. And we might be forgiven. And the freedom and the liberty of the gospel. It's there. It's there. But it's in the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the greatest thing among the great, great, great things that the Almighty God can give unto a man in the power of his Holy Spirit, the ability to fear God, which our Lord has. It keeps me and you from evil. I'm going to quote you this in the book of Job, chapter number 28. In verse number 28, and to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. All wisdom is in fearing God enough to escape from sin, his wrath, his judgment, and the guilt, and the bondage, and the burden it brings upon us in this lifetime. To keep my eyes fixed upon Jesus Christ so that I can live an obedient life. I'm not justified by an obedient life until I've been justified by faith in Christ Jesus without any works at all. We talked about that. Are you justified by faith alone? Are you righteous with God just by believing the gospel? That's the only way to live a holy life. As a justified person, as a righteous person, he gives you holiness as a gift. Holiness is not something that me and you give God until he gives it unto us by the Holy Spirit. But the fear of the Lord is what makes me and you come unto God through Jesus Christ, that I may escape my sin and live my life, as you sang so very well, unto God's glory. And to depart from evil is understanding. You haven't understood my message or anybody else's message of the gospel until you have departed from evil. And I'm going to keep my eye on you inside here now. Just make sure you listen. I am talking unto you too. I see you, even though I don't see you and I'm over here. I'm still talking unto you. So keep listening. And I appreciate the pastor exhorting us to really hear. But hear by faith. And it's never going to be faith in yourself. It's faith in God. But to overcome evil is wisdom, it's understanding, it's to fear the Lord. And our Lord Jesus Christ, he had it abundantly. He had it in spades. He had it more than anybody else. He had it perfectly. As a man, He has got to obey God. And I love to talk about Christ. He came down here as God's equal. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death. And this obedience, it was anchored by, I don't want to sin against him. And so he trusted him and he leaned upon him, even though he was He was forsaken by God the Father upon the cross. He still trusted Him. That's the fear of the Lord. I will trust you, and I will not sin against you by your power, even though all seems lost. That's what I want in my life. At this moment, more than anything else, much more than preaching, much more than happiness and joy, is because it's a means unto my joy. I am motivated by pleasure, and that's good. The scripture says that who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. He was motivated by the pleasure that was coming. It wasn't only that what he was doing, it was right. But it also had a reward. And as me and you are motivated by the fear of God to get our pleasure that comes from obedience and from repentance and from the forgiveness of sins, so that me and you can go and sin no more. How are you handling your sin? Are you trying to overcome it? You fail. You fail. You come to Christ Jesus, and He overcomes it by the Spirit of grace that's upon you. We overcome sin by the grace of Christ. I'm so scared of God and of offending God. Offending God. That I snuggle up unto Him. I come to Him as a weak child. I confess my sin quickly. I admit it. I lay it on the table. It's in His face. It's rebellion, the things I've done. It's stupidity. I ought not. Why? Why did I think I could get away with it? But that's the fear of God. And then you plead with Him. And you beg Him, make me able. And you make sure you're coming true to Him. You're pouring out, Lord God, I'll do it again. I don't want to obey you in this area. My flesh is strong. I love this sin. I enjoy this sin. You tell Him the truth about yourself. That's the fear of God. An honest heart, a broken heart, an empty heart, confessing, I'm a sinner. Help me with this flesh. Make me want to. You and I can pray unto God as we are. Hypocrisy doesn't reign. No hypocrisy at all with God. Honest confession. That's who fears God. Because I'm really trying to deal with this sin by telling you the truth about myself. Give me the power to want to conquer it and sin no more. Let me understand how it's costing me joy. And then I'll be motivated to put it down in the hour of temptation because it's better with my Lord. The prodigal son, he came home only because it was better. He was not a good guy. He just realized there is some food there. It's better. That's why the sinner comes to Christ. Self-preservation. Top of the line. I got to get there because here is worse. That's the fear of God. I can't stay where I'm at. And it's the grace of God to make you want Him in the gospel. That's the miracle. I want your eyes fixed on Him. I want your soul free. If I could just persuade you, it's not in the preacher. If I could plead with you,
is not in man. It's not in man. Grace carries me. It's not in any man. Man is nothing. The Spirit of God was on him. And if it's in me, it's pointing to Jesus Christ. And if it's in you, your soul is free. And your freedom is by looking to him. Christ is everything. He's our obedience before God. How else can I pray except through Jesus Christ? And through that perfection, I can confess my sin and receive blessing from God Almighty himself. As I am a sinner, I can come to God and struggle with him and wrestle with him and get the blessing of a holy life. Oh, I want that bad. I want that bad. And it's free grace. It's the free gift of God. Have you learned that everything in salvation is free? It's free. It just comes down through faith in Christ. But sometimes we have to wrestle and to get our own faith in Christ and to look to him and to plead with him and to see him clearly and to have the confidence I've heard that I've got the blessing inside my soul. It's free grace in Christ. The free gift of God. Can't be earned. Can't be bought by the blood of man. It was one man who feared God perfectly. And because of him, the many are made righteous with God. Verse number 3 says that his elect. I am back in Isaiah 11, verse number 3. His elect, it's the actual Hebrew word is smell. His scent, his nose is in the fear of the Lord. And to illustrate this, I did play sports. It's American football. But if I'm on the field, I was so involved in that game, and I have an understanding of that game. I can smell who's talented and who's not. It's like if you walk into a kitchen, and you can smell who's cooking. Does she know what she's doing? I know. If you get around a person in business and you are of that mind and you can just smell if he's telling you the truth or it's a scam, it's your understanding. You smell it. Who's afraid? Who's strong? Who's weak? You can sense it. His fragrance, his nostrils were tuned in unto the fear of God. Look how important it is. He says it twice in back-to-back verses. And he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor the sight by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor. Saying, blessed are you poor in spirit. If you've been emptied of yourself, and you have nothing, you have the blessing of God. And the poor physically. In Nigeria, it is a curse if you're poor. Our master had no house. Think he was cursed?
No.
The apostle Paul was homeless. He says so twice. You think that he was cursed? Our brother Barnabas, he gave everything he had unto the church. As a rich person, he became poor in the flesh
But he got to hang out with Paul and preach the gospel. Would you trade places? Either money or I can run with Paul? I know what I'm choosing. Because it's my calling. It's okay to be rich. He got some rich folks too who can give and support his church. That the brother, he has a gift. It's good. Exercise it unto the glory of God. Support his gospel. But the poor are not disadvantaged in the kingdom of God at all. Doesn't care what's in your pocket. He cares what's in your heart. He does not look as men look at the appearance. My visa means nothing to God. My passport has no value in heaven. American, Nigerian, Afghanistanian, rich, poor, in the flesh means nothing. And when you come to him, you come as a sinner, if you're gay or straight. You come as a sinner with nothing if you're going to get to God. Blessed are you poor. Yours is the kingdom. That's how rich you are. You got it all. If you trust in Christ, you've got it all right now, and it's coming. And he shall decide with equity, with justice, for the meek of the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth. It's the meek are the people that have been subdued unto God's word. Whatever he says is true. I will change. I will bow down myself unto the word of the master. I will not argue with him. I will not disobey him. I will yield unto his teaching. That's the meek of the earth. And you get the earth. You bow down unto God. And you get to walk with him right here. What a blessing that is. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. Absolute power and authority in his preaching, in his doctrine, in his commands coming into the heart of his people. As they said, he spoke as one that had authority. He obeyed his own message. And with the breath of his lips, he shall slay the wicked. He will cut off all hope of men who hope in themselves. That's what happens up under preaching. If the Spirit of Christ is in it. Men who were trusting in themselves, just like me, are made completely naked in the sight of God. And the day is coming that those who have not repented are going to be damned in their shame. He shall slay the wicked. He shall pull off all of the garments of self-righteousness as he taught the gospel. He destroyed the doctrine of the Pharisees and said the tax collectors, what's the guy on the road that is actually stealing money? I hate going in the Port Harcourt. Every 100 feet you got to stop and a man with a machine gun is taking money. Either pay him at the government. I wish this thing would stop here. Be content with your salary. Don't rob people. Oh, my soul. Is there an honest man in Nigerian police? I might know one. And he was so poor he couldn't feed his family because they paid him no salary. Shameful thing. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he says that guy on the road who is stealing, who actually pulls you out of the transport and he thinks that you might have money and be a a fraudster is going to say, you're going to actually hurt your phone and empty your pockets in order to trap you into saying something to pay him money. Oh, he can head home the rest of the day. That guy enters into the kingdom before the Pharisee. Well, the self-righteous get nowhere with God. It's the sinner. It's the person that is trusting in Jesus Christ. I love it. And it says in verse 5 that righteousness shall be the belt of his loins and faithfulness the belt of his waist. He is righteous. He is faithful. That means that you and I can trust him. Oh, Brother John Calvin said that he's the same as he's always been. If you look at him on earth, who was more trustworthy? Who was more faithful? Who is a sinner more able to come to? If I'm caught in the very act of adultery, I want to stand with Jesus Christ and hear him say, neither do I condemn you. Go sin no more. I want to hear from Jesus. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. He'll never let you down. Never, ever. He says there is forgiveness for all who trust me. Is it true?
Yes. Oh,
it's true. He says that you are and I am immediately righteous just by trusting God. Is it true?
Yes.
Am I perfectly righteous as I can possibly be the moment I trust in Jesus Christ?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
He said, I'll sanctify you. I'll give you the power of the Spirit. I'll put a new heart inside you. I'll wash you with clean water. I'll make you keep my word. I'll make you obey me. Because you're under a dominion of grace.
Amen.
And the law can't get you. Because it's been answered. It's been satisfied. It's the law says that me and you have to die. And we died through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have been buried and we have been raised together with him to sit in the heavenly places.
Hallelujah.
I'm accepted by God Almighty.
Yes.
Oh, so accepted. He blesses me with a holy life. It's true. The weakest sinner on earth can come to him and be made holy. Woo!
Hallelujah.
He's fed us. All of us are still here. I don't know who hasn't eaten. It isn't common in my country. You don't not eat in my country unless you're fasting. But here it is common. But even if you starve to death, he is still faithful to you. He just took you home. And when you get there, if you could, you wouldn't change a thing about how you died.
Amen.
Faithful is he to all of his promises.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
They are yes and amen in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Absolutely can never be broken, cannot fail. And that's why all these false prophets with these false promises are just lying of God. They're not telling you what anything any man says that does not happen didn't come from God.
Hallelujah.
I hate to hear it. I decree you healthy. What? This man will die. His children will die. You decree nothing but what God says in this book.
Hallelujah.
I don't know your future tomorrow. I don't know mine.
Amen.
But the book says I'll live forever.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
It doesn't say this knee will stop hurting me and that this body won't deteriorate. I used to be young and strong, Pastor, full of muscles. I'm an older man. That's just the nature of the curse. And the body is still up under it. There's still pain in childbearing. This is no utopia. Stop with all the lies, the false promises. Oh, you're going to be a big man. I don't know if you'll breathe in 15 seconds. Is that right? Our brother James said, don't you boast about tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen. You're just a vapor. What you ought to say is, if the Lord will, I'll see you again if the Lord will. I'll eat if the Lord will. I'll be breathing in the morning if the Lord will. Because Jesus Christ does not lie, ever. But his kingdom is not of this world. And people try to take the spiritual things and make them physical and prove themselves a liar. Isn't that true? All the false prophets in Nigeria have been promising health and wealth for what? Is it 20? Up to 30 years now. And Nigeria is getting poorer and poorer by the day. And if they keep at it, the Naira might be 1,000 unto the dollar. They need to shut their mouths. And you need to stop listening unto them. Any man promising me anything in the flesh is a liar.
Yes, sir.
That's a fact.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he don't lie. And it's spiritual. And we got it. And I'm telling you, it's real. I'm a filthy sinner who can't obey God. A man who cannot preach, who can preach. A self-loving sinner who can be selfless and lay my life down with joy. That's God. It's not man. He made the promise and he keeps it. That's wonderful. It's wonderful. He made the promise unto me as I was coming over here into Africa that I needed to go. I didn't know if my plane would crash before I got here, but I knew I had to get on that plane. I didn't know if I'd eat. I didn't know where I would sleep. I didn't know what was going to happen unto this body, because nobody knows. And the people, pastor, who supported me when I first came, all pulled out over some false accusations that they knew were false. And God kept me, and I didn't miss a night's sleep. Homeless in Lagos, as happy as I could be. Because God keeps his promise of standing near me. And that's all I want in my life. Him, he's the blessing. He's the blessing.
Amen.
Yeah.
And to walk with God is to have everything up under your feet. Sickness, it cannot touch our relationship with God. It'll only make it better if you look to him. Poverty can't change that either. It'll only make you keep near to him. And being rich is a great struggle. But to keep your eye on Christ, you can even do that up on the high places after where many men fall down. Oh, I'm so thankful I've been broke. It kept me from sin. And when I see money, if I see money, I'm in the fear of the Lord. It's for him. Let me judge by the gospel how I should spend every penny in my pocket, because it's not mine. I don't pay a tithe, pastor. No, sir. It's all his. I give as he leads me. I don't count a percentage. I count the cost. Why am I giving? Who am I helping? That's how I judge my giving. Not trying to get back some money by putting in money. That's covetous greed. It's not the worship of God. It's the worship of myself. It's playing lotto with God Almighty. If you give and he makes you broke, praise God. You gave to his glory. And the man who supported me after others pulled back lost his business after COVID. And I went down to nothing. Who
cares? Who cares? Whatever he decides, that's what's best. That's the meat of the earth. Oh, bless God. If I don't have anything, you help me know what you want me to do, Lord. You know my situation. You guided me. I got COVID money. I was broke. Other people got raised up. I didn't have to beg and ask them. I didn't even have to tell them I needed money. I just prayed to God. Never told a person in my life I need money. Preach the blessed gospel and serve God. That's a preacher. And in the word, you teach people how to give. And people will support you if they see your ministry is not a fraud. There'll be people of God who love you. You don't even have to try to get their love. Just love them. That's the meek of the earth. He'll judge righteously. And that man who lost his business is beginning to sprout back up. And he's back to giving. He took an extra job that he doesn't need just to give me money because he loves Africa. And he's never met me in his life. An older white man supporting you in the gospel from a willing heart. I made him no promises of anything. Nothing. But God's blessing on those who trust him. That's it. That's the gospel. Every step of the way is the gospel of Christ. It's not about us. All eyes on him. All eyes on him. This will be a happy place. It's got to be happy if the gospel's here.
Yes, sir.
Has to be some freedom inside the heart.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm not judged by man. I'm judged by the King. What man thinks is not so important. What he says, that's all that counts. Live very near unto him in submission. He'll take good care of you in the way that he sees fit. He might bless you with $1 million in dollars. And he might not bless you with anything in your pocket in this world again. Who cares? As long as I got Jesus Christ. That's submission. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins.
Thank you, Lord.
And faithfulness is the belt of his waist. Verse number 6. And then we'll work down to verse number 9 and I'll be done. This is the nature of the kingdom of God. This is the transformation that happens unto God's people. I hope it's happened here and it's happening. It's the wolf also shall dwell with a lamb. And the leopard, that fierce being, shall lie down with the young baby goat. It's the calf and the young lion that would naturally swallow him up, and the fatling together, all lying around, and a little child shall lead them. He's talking about the gospel influence on our life. That actually me and you go from sinners who hate each other. I love Nigerians. There is no place on earth I would rather be than in Nigeria. It's the only place I'm content. I go to California, I have to get back. I'm anxious. I'm anxious. But every man for himself is the motto of this country.
Yes, that's where I'm going.
Not in Christ Jesus. It's all changed. It's an honest man I know. I'm in Lagos.
I'm not rich now. But and I got in money to make an investment. And you know, a million naira. And I can put it into his hands. And I can turn my back. And this ex-pastor of lies, he was a false prophet when I met him. He heard me preaching on the street. And he wasn't concerned about my accent. He wanted my message. Heard me preach once, and he handed over his church pastor was so small. It is smaller than this room right here. It couldn't even sit up to 8 people. It was actually from here to there to here to here. Half a container. And he asked me to stay there. I preached through the entire book of Romans in 5 months. On Sunday, on Tuesday, on Thursday in the street. And God changed his heart. And he went from a man who was so spiritual, he wouldn't work or even sleep with his wife. He's under lies and a delusion. And to be spiritual, you can't touch your wife. What kind of a lie is that? Whoever said that? There is a time of fasting. But Paul says, come back together again. People need to obey the Bible and not what men are saying. And you need a sister to read it for yourself. It's all in there. And if it ain't in there, I don't care what any pastor says. I'm obeying Jesus Christ by his word.
Hallelujah.
But this man now works all day and night. From in the morning until 10 o'clock at night, just to be faithful and to send me my return. And in 3 years' time, it'll be his business. I'm going to let him buy it off of me with the money he's earned. I'm going to make a profit now. I got to eat. But he's going to have generational wealth for his family because he's faithful. I got a question. Is the woman which handled all the money? Is a daisy. I don't know what's in my account. And you might think I'm stupid. It's an Igbo woman. But I got a feeling she'd rather die than to be unfaithful unto me in Naira. I know her like that, Pastor. I can turn my back. And it's in the Bible. In the days of Ezra, is the people were so faithful that they just handed him the money and said, you take care of business now. That's a pastor. You can trust him with your wife, with your life, with your children, with your money. If you leave a million naira for a year, it'll be there when you come back. He's been changed on the inside. If he had to even take and borrow, he'll tell you the amount and the payback schedule. Regeneration. A new creation.
Amen.
A thief and a liar no more. Such were some of you. Oh, but you've been washed. You've been justified in the name of Jesus and by the Spirit of God. It's not just a doctrine of imputed righteousness. It's a holiness inside of this life too. That's a new creation.
Hallelujah.
Verse number 7 up to verse 9. The cow and the bear. These people who used to be so fierce shall graze and eat grass. Their whole nature is changed. And he's not really talking about a millennial kingdom that's coming. He's talking about the kingdom right now. That millennium is right now.
Amen.
When the devil has been bound until the end and he's loosed with the lying miracles. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. My whole nature's been changed from the inside out. If religion is only in the outward, if it's only in the lip, if it doesn't have a brand new heart, sin's going to be the master. And it might be like Judas, it's the money. It might be like Herod, it's the women. It might be like this false prophet or like that false prophet. But when the nature's changed from the inside, that's when it's real. You must be born again. Is when me and you were born the first time, it was so filthy, I had to be born another time just to see the kingdom of God. Much less to enter in. I got to be reborn from heaven above. That's the miracle. To sing praises is easy. To preach is easy. But a new nature is from God.
Amen.
It's a miracle. Full of power. Verse number 8 to 9. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole. And the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. There's just so much peace. Peace. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. And he and you have come unto Mount Zion. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Let's talk about this peace and this full knowledge. This peace is between men that would be natural rivals. This peace has been established by the Spirit of God. It's been earned by the blood of Christ. I'm quoting this other scripture. It's Ephesians in chapter 4. The first few verses are on this unity. Verse number 2 and 3. With all lowliness and gentleness, let me start at verse number 1. Is I therefore the prisoner of the Lord, Paul says, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you were called. With all lowliness, this is how we walk, and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love. Endeavoring, that means all out desiring to keep the unity of the Spirit which we have in the bond of peace. I have found out this, Pastor and my brother Elder, is the reason us pastors who preach the truth can't work together is because men want the praise unto themselves. It's not my church, is it? It's my sister. How many disciples do you think I have? Yes. That many. They all are disciples of Christ.
Yes.
Who am I to have the disciples?
Mm-hmm.
Who am I in the first place? I'm a teacher of God's word.
Yeah.
He's our master. says, don't call a man on earth her father in a spiritual sense. Don't call me daddy. I understand it could be in the culture, but it's spiritual slavery to him. I ain't got no children that should call me daddy. I got brothers and sisters in Christ. That's right, sir. And that's what we preach in living. The scripture, the scripture, the scripture. If it ain't in the book, I don't care who says it. If an angel came from heaven, if it ain't in the book, the Apostle Paul said, let him be cursed. No disciples. I got my brothers. And I'm here to serve you. He that is the greatest is the foot washer in the building of the kingdom of God. That's what our master did. He took aside his garments and he put around the towel and he took the water basin and he washed the disciples' feet. Even Judas. That's the kind of man that me and you look up to, the Son of God. That's who we want to be like.
Amen.
And in regeneration, we are. But we have to strive in order to be who we are.
Yes, sir.
And when we quit thinking it's about me, myself, and mine, and it's all His glory, His church, His honor, there is peace. That's the only way pastors are able together. I won't work with any man and it's about him. I'll preach in his church, but he's not going to preach with me. But if it's all about Christ, black, white, rich, poor, huge church, even if he only has small gifts, there is no competition.
Yes, sir.
As long as all the glory is going unto Christ and whatever he says is in the Bible, I'm happy even if it shames me. That's peace. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That's why this gospel, it just keeps on going out. It keeps on being spread from place unto place all over this world. It's almost conquered the entire world. It's almost reached each and every tribe, each and every language, each and every family. And he's only going to save and elect out of these nations. He ain't saving everybody. But when all of his elect hear this blessed gospel and know God, then the end shall come. And it's knowledge. It is not a mystical feeling. It's knowledge that produces emotions.
Yes.
But any worship that doesn't have your mind and understanding, you have to keep it unto yourself. If I could speak in tongues, if I could, and I could actually speak in Chinese, if there's no interpreter, shut my mouth in the church house, I can't help anybody else because it does not come unto their understanding. Is that not what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14? We don't need gibberish. We need God knowledge.
Hallelujah.
The Bible must be opened and explained that little children can hear his voice. Not gibberish. Doctrine. Truth. And love practiced.
Hallelujah.
That's the gospel. Have you believed on him? You trusting in our Lord Jesus Christ? Is he your all? Is he all your all? Is he all of your salvation? Is everything in him? And are you trusting him for it?
a holy life and righteousness with God. And heaven to come. Are you connected unto Jesus Christ? Jesus is it. He's the key. He's the understanding of the doctrine. He's the light of knowledge. He's the blessing. He's everything. Not in myself. It's in Christ. It's in this book. And holiness and humility and happiness are the result. After we get finished here, I get done speaking, all eyes on Jesus Christ. Nothing in yourself at all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.